Well, good morning, everyone. This is Jumpin' Tucson, and every single weekday, starting at 9 o'clock, we jump in and we get to hear from community leaders that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. Boy, do we have a special show today, and we're going to really enjoy talking about tourism. And our guest in the studio is Art Alice. Art, grab that microphone in front of you and get pretty close to it. And good morning, sir.
Good morning. I appreciate you inviting me to be on the air.
I'm glad you could be here. And then Arnie Jacobson, are you on the phone?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice. And do we have Annette on the phone yet?
Yes, we do. There, Annette is on the phone. Good morning.
Boy, everybody's here. I like it when that works out and all the guests are enjoying being here early in the morning. And Annette is coming to us from, you come to us from Panama City?
That is correct. I am in Panama City.
That's fantastic. So today's topic is going to talk about Skoll International. And Skoll International is a global tourism organization, and we're going to let the experts kind of share with you, you know, the proper definition, I should say, of what Skoll is all about. Skoll is certainly different things to different people, but it's an organization of professionals involved in tourism. I mean, anything to do with pretty much tourism, you can be a member of Skoll. And we're going to be talking to Art about and Arnie about the local Skoll Club here. Arnie is the president of Arizona Sunland Foods, CEO, I should say, and he's also the local president of Skoll Tucson, which is a chapter of Skoll International. And Arnie, good morning again to you.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I tell you what, you got some super backup today, having both Art and Annette on the show with us. So watch, be careful what you say now, because, you know, these folks.
I'm humbled in their presence.
And as I am as well. So Annette is the Skoll International president, and Annette's last name is Cardenas. So Annette, sorry I didn't pronounce your full name there when we started the show. But boy, it's
not
such a
problem.
Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure. I got a chance to meet you when you were in Winnipeg. Arnie and I and Art were there with you, and we're going to talk a little bit about NASC in another segment. But Arnie, you know, been a Skoll member for a number of years. He runs a very popular chicken restaurant here in town, and it's called Lucky Wishbone. So all the folks that are listening today probably have had a chicken dinner or two from this location. But when he's not running the chicken restaurant or running his food company, he gets to hang out with Skoll members like Art and Tom and many others. So, Arnie, let's just start with just a few things about yourself, and then we'll kind of sneak over to Annette and get a little bit of her background.
Sure. I came to Tucson in 1983 and founded Arizona Sunland Foods. That makes food for restaurant chains, and became associated with Lucky Wishbone a little later on. And it's home to me now. I've obviously been absolutely smitten with Skoll. It's a great organization. What else can I tell you, Tom?
Well, you know, this is the second time around that you've been the Skoll Tucson president. So all of Art and I and you are members of the Rotary Club of Tucson as well. And I think we all met you at the Rotary Club. We asked you to come and join the club. So can you share just a moment or two of why did you join the club? And then, of course, why did you become president?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, our club is full of great and fun people that I'm just honored to be associated with. When you join a club, it's all about the people. Secondly, I really believe that Skull Tucson is very relevant to Tucson's hospitality and tourism industry, which is a huge part of the economic base of Tucson. Finally, we have absolutely great meetings and events. Just recently, we've talked to a restaurateur about how he started his business, what his challenges were, and what his successes were. Very successful guy. We've been to the Virtual Van Gogh exhibit in Oral Valley, which is absolutely treasure. We've heard from the airport authority folks. We've been to Old Tucson and had a tour and had one of the best steaks I've had in a long time, Tom. And finally, we just heard from the Pima County or Community College Culinary and Hospitality Department chair about how they're going to be able to boost their program and help all of us that are in the hospitality business. Very interesting. Those guys are doing great things over there. Finally, just coming up, we're going to Wilcox on a wine tour here pretty quick and see what Wilcox is all about. So we get around, we find out what's going on in Tucson. We meet once a month and have dinner at different restaurants every month. It's just a great club.
Fantastic, Arnie. Thank you for sharing that. Annette, so this pretty common story about hospitality folks getting together and having programs and learning off of each other and doing business amongst friends. So tell us a little bit, Annette, as we get close to the break, and then when we come back from the break, we'll kick back into your conversation. But how long have you been in Skull?
I've been in Skull for over 12 years. I started at the insistence of some local friends here in Panama, and I fell in love with it. And since then, it's been like a racing career—not career because it's not a career per se—but a racing involvement to reach what I was successfully reached this year, which is world president. And it is a very rewarding and fantastic opportunity, and not only for someone who to be president, but for someone in this industry to be involved. What we have to offer, no one in this industry can offer. And I would really like to share some more with you when the time is available.
Okay, so we'll be back in just a few moments with Annette. Arnie, thank you very much for joining us. I know you have to run, but be sure to listen to KVOI 10:30 a.m., and you can hear the rest of the show, and we appreciate all of your support, Arnie. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Annette and with Art Alice and talk a little bit more about the history of Skull, because I think that's very important for us to share that with you. This is Tucson, and we're in Jump In Tucson on 10:30 a.m. Well, welcome back. My name's Tom Moulton, and I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. And we have some very special guests here today. The Skull International President, Annette Cardenas. Again, good morning, Annette.
Good morning. Good morning to all.
And Art Alice, a longtime restaurant and hotel manager, is here, and past president of Skull Tucson, and kind of been the really, I think, the glue that's been holding the club together for all these years. And just joining us now is Karen Trevino from North Little Rock, Arkansas, and she is from Skull, Arkansas, but she's also the Skull USA president. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. We have a great selection of guests today. We were talking with Annette before we went on break, and Annette, you were just sharing with us how you enjoy Skull, how you love all the members, and then next thing you know, you find yourself on the pathway to Skull International President. And how's that been going so far?
Well, it's a bit of a challenge, I will share with you, because we instituted and voted in a new governance plan in 2022, which we transitioned last year, and this is the first year where we're actually implementing it and working with it. So it's a bit of a change, a modernization of the organization to make it more dynamic and inclusive. We have over 12,000 members in 86 countries, so it is a bit of a challenge to have everyone have a say-so. So we've divided the world into regions to give everyone participation and have be able to come together closer and understanding what the rest of our world quality counterparts need from us as an organization. So that is, in a very quick way, what my challenge is this year, and identifying the needs of fixing anything in the new governance model, making it work properly, and making my theme as president, which is building bridges for a stronger Skull, making it happen. And that is something that I'm working very hard on. Since, as geographically speaking, as you can see, we're worldwide, we need to build bridges and find creative ways to come together and be able to capitalize on the strengths of this organization and what it can offer as a value to you as a member. So that is one of the biggest challenges that I want to work on this year, because it is a very strong, strong value proposition to be a Skull member. When you can reach out and do business with over 12,000 people all over the world, you understand that that can be a very interesting prospect for anyone, regardless of what your line of work is.
Well, and you're getting to travel a lot as well, because we represent the travel industry. So from listening to you when I first met you, yeah, you're doing a really wonderful job going out and visiting with all the regions.
Well, it is not possible, in my opinion, to really understand and reach out and bring people together unless you can shake their hand or give them a hug or talk face to face with them. Yes, technology is very good today. We can do many things with technology and to speak to each other, but there is nothing like the in-person communication. So that has been a goal. It's a little bit tiring running around the world, but I think we have accomplished many things. I feel very, very good about the communication I've had with people when I visit their countries. I really get to listen to them. I act on the needs that they have. Solutions come immediately. And that is what this is all about. So I think that it will be a lot better for everyone when they understand all that. And when they see it happen, they start reaching out to each other.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to probably, well, I haven't counted them lately, but at least 10 different cities and or countries. As a Skull Tucson member, I had the opportunity to serve with Karen Trevino on the SCOAL USA. At that time, it was called the board, and now it's called the executive committee. But Karen and I were international vice presidents together. And I think the best part of that job was going around and visiting with the other clubs. There's nothing better than having a meeting or a party or just a plain get-together with fellow tourism folks. And Karen, you now are the SCOAL USA president, and your club is doing extremely well there in North Little Rock, representing the entire state of Arkansas. Let's talk just for a few moments about you, Karen, and why did you join SCOAL, and what do you find enjoyable about your life here as a SCOAL USA president?
Well, I started working in the tourism industry when I was very young. I was a young teenager, or actually an old teenager. I was 19 when I started working for the state tourism department. And I had heard about SCOAL, but obviously it was a secret, exclusive society, and only men could join and all of that. So when I came here to my job as the president and CEO of the North Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, one of the members, who basically a charter member, convinced me that I needed to join, and the club was in trouble. You know, it was kind of down to a few members, and so I and some of the other board members really worked very hard to bring it back to life, and we went from 10 members to, I think we have 70-something today, and it's been great. It's been not only in a local level, but a national and international level for me, for my job. So as a DMO, I'm working, you know, I'm reaching and trying to bring people here. And I've been very fortunate to hold meetings that included President Annette through the international group that came here. They did their installation here, I think it was last year maybe. And so it's been fortunate for us from a membership perspective for my club, but also for me as a tourism professional. So I love having friends and relationships with people all over the world. And I totally agree that you get so much more when you visit with people individually and can go to their clubs and understand that we're not all exactly the same. And I keep saying this, it's like you have a round hole and you're trying to put a square peg in it. Can't do that, because everyone is different, and they have different likes and all of that. So it's a great organization, and Madam President is doing such a fabulous job. She's a great leader.
Well, it was great to see both of you interacting recently at the SCOAL NASC in Winnipeg. Well, there were a lot of people there from Canada and all United States, and generally we have the folks from Mexico there as well, and it's an annual event. And we had a good group of people from SCOAL Tucson that were there as well. And Art, can you tell us a little bit about you and the beginnings of SCOAL Tucson?
Thank you, Tom. And hello, Karen.
Hi. Good morning.
SCOAL Tucson started by a group of people in this industry, and I've heard the story from my dear friend who's deceased, Sky Leininger, who was one of the founders, and another good friend, deceased Clifford Smith, who was a travel agent. And they had been at some meetings of people in the industry and heard the praises of this organization, SCOAL. And Skyler told the story that the general manager of the Wigwam in Phoenix was a great SCOAL league and convinced this small group in Tucson that they needed to start an organization. So in 1966, SCOAL International Tucson was founded. The first president was Clifford Smith, who owned Highways and Byways Travel. And Cliff was a great scholar. He and his wife traveled to scholar meetings around this country and internationally. William Schmidt, who was in the airline business, was the second president. And Sky Leininger, who owned the Lodge on the Desert, was the third president of Skull Tucson. Sky became a regional vice president and then went through the offices of Skull USA. He became president of Skull USA.
Well, we're back, and this is Jump in Tucson on KVUI, 10:30 a.m., The Voice. I want to make sure you tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m., and Dr. Ackerley has his own group of special folks, community leaders that aren't afraid to jump in and get the job done. We are here today, some very special folks, the president of Skull International, Annette Cardenas, Karen Trevino, the Skull USA president, and Art Alice, former president of Skull Tucson, but currently, and I forgot to mention this, the vice president of finance for Skull USA. So I apologize, Art, for not letting everyone know that you've been servicing all of the clubs in the United States for many years now, both as auditor and as the VP of finance. So apologize, we got cut off by breaking news there, but Art was talking about a little bit about what how Skull Tucson got together, and I have to tell you personally, Art, I miss Sky big time, and I'm sure you do too as well. And you know, we enjoyed celebrating 50 years of Sky at Skull not too long ago, and what was really neat about that was we had, I think it was 18 past presidents of Skull USA Tucson. And I have to mention to you that what a bunch of great leaders that this club has produced over the years. And you are definitely one of those, Art. So back to you, Art.
Tom, you mentioned a lot of great leaders of Skull locally. And I was going through a list of past presidents going back to 1966. And what's very interesting is the different segments of the hospitality travel industry that are represented. We've had hotel owners, hotel general managers. We've had airline representatives. We've had travel agents, car rental executives, several from the Visitors Bureau, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, several that owned and operated guest ranches, which at one time was the true foundation of tourism in Pima County, and restaurant owners and executives. So that's eight or nine categories that represent segments of this industry, and they've all been involved and contributed. And as you get a mix of people like that, you see how easy it is to do business amongst friends.
Absolutely. And Art, yourself, being a former restaurant general manager and hotel general manager, Art and I have shared a lot of stories regarding the meetings that we have, monthly meetings, because we like to enjoy a little bit of food and a little bit of drink when we get together, don't we, Art?
and we've done that, I might add, we've done that through in Mexico, in Canada, the United States, and every year we have a congress called the North American Skull Congress, which we just had in Winnipeg, and we are honored that our two guests on the telephone were there and gave very outstanding speeches and really inspired us. It's always nice to go to a meeting and you learn some new things, you meet new people, and you get leaders who really inspire you to go home and continue the great movement of Skull International.
Well, Annette and Karen and Art, you're all people, what we call people persons, right? You love people. You love to travel. You love to interact. You're not afraid to approach someone and say hi. And that's one of the things I think it's unique about Skull with all of the folks involved with tourism. You know, there isn't somebody that sits in the corner, I think. You know, we're all out there and we're shaking hands and we're asking for new ideas. And doing business amongst friends is kind of been our slogan for a long, long time when we started back in the 30s. 1934, a bunch of folks got together and said, hey, we ought to do this more often. And sure enough, next thing you know, I think was it the first club in Karen, it was in New York, Skull, New York?
Yes.
Was that the first club?
I think so. And then, I think maybe the second one was Chicago. They're at 85 years.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. We're at 90 this year, and I think that's, like I said, New York is the oldest.
Yeah, and we get, you know, when you and I were both on the board together and we got an opportunity to be a lot of these anniversary parties. And, you know, Boston, of course, is probably one of my favorite clubs. And I think, Art, you enjoyed going to Boston all the time. Art's wife, Betty, used to not be a member of Skull, but she used to always go to the Skull meetings in Boston and New York when she was meeting with travel agents, you know. And of course, finally, we got her wrangled into becoming a member because she worked for Canyon Ranch. And, you know, just think about it. How many cities are we in now, Karen?
38.
So you travel 38 cities. You could look up on the website, usa.skull.org, and you can probably find a Skull meeting during your visit.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to be a member, you know, just part of the tourism industry. Give them a call and say, hey, I'm interested in coming and meeting all the folks. And we've had several folks over the years visit with us in Tucson. And Art and I have even put together special meetings for folks that have come in from out of town that were Skull members. And I think we had someone from Australia, remember, the Skull, Tony from the Skull president. And Annette, that means that you're going to have to now come visit Tucson because Art and I will throw you a party.
I will gladly do so. I've been to Arizona before, too, and I love it. I worked for Marriott Corporation for over 30 years, and we did have one of our major meetings in Arizona years ago. It's part of my history, you know, my professional history. Marriott was a big part of it.
Well, I have to say, my brother took the cruise through the Panama Canal. You know, there's a lot of tourism that goes on in your country as well. I want to get back, Art, to NASC, because a lot of folks for the first time beyond Skull Tucson were exposed to Skull members from Canada and from Mexico. And I have to say, Skull Mexico throws one heck of an event. Every 3 years or so we go to Mexico, and it's always seems like an all-inclusive resort. But just the camaraderie and you know, just having a good time with folks that are involved in tourism. But I have to say, between the last 2 years, between when we were in Mexico and Winnipeg, Art, those were two really good NASCs. Especially, remember when we had our faces all painted up for, you know, that special occasion, Karen? You remember that?
Was it Day of the Dead?
Yeah, the Day of the Dead. Yeah, so
next year it's going to be in Clearwater or Tampa Bay, and they are planning a fabulous event. It's going to be very, very special. So I hope everyone who can participate will. And you don't have to be an officer to go. Anybody who's a member can attend these meetings.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to be the president or the rep or anything, but, you know, Art, back to you.
In 1986, they hosted the North American Skull Congress there in Clearwater. And our club, Tucson, took 10 members to Clearwater. And we were talking the other day, and Jack Camper, who ran our Chamber of Commerce for 31 years, and I both were at that Congress in Clearwater. And we're looking, both of us are going back next year, and I think about five other people in Tucson Skull.
Yeah, it's you talk about Jack, and you know Jack has been in Skull for I think he told us 52 years. Art is 49 years, and you know when you enter into a Skull Club, you're going to see people of, you know, all kinds of tourism jobs, all different ages. It's really an opportunity to be mentored from someone that's been in the industry for decades. So young managers coming in to tourism, you know, can go a long way, we feel, in the tourism industry if they join a Skull Club. And that's what happened to me. I was a lot younger than what I am now, and I wanted to know who was involved in tourism. So I got invited to a Skull Club, and as Art said, you know, we had the DMOs, we had travel agents, you know, we had... You talk about it. We had all kinds of folks involved in tourism, and not only just in their job, but were part of tourism development. And I think, Karen, you'll probably, you know, to be connected to a DMO and being part of Skull Arkansas, you know, I know you're located, you're personally located in North Little Rock, but by having a Skull Arkansas, you're also getting a lot of other folks that are living a little bit, or not living so close to you.
That's right. Our club used to be called Skull Little Rock, and we thought about when going back to when we were trying to grow our club and try to figure out who we were and all that, we wanted to be more inclusive. And so we just opened it up to Arkansas, and we have members up in the northwest part of the state, up in Fayetteville. We have members in Hot Springs, which is southwest of here. We have members in Pine Bluff, which is southeast of here. I mean, we have people from all over, and they come to our meetings here, and we try to have a meeting or so up in their area. So it's been really good. Our state is small. You know, we only have probably 2.5 million people total. So it's not that far for people to drive to come to Central Arkansas for a meeting. And we have a good time.
All right. We'll be back in just a few moments with our guests, Annette and Art and Karen. Thank you for hanging in there, folks. Well, we're back here with Jump in Tucson with special guest, the Skull International President, the Skull USA President, and the Skull USA Vice President of Finance. Boy, am I been a lucky host today to have the three of you here talking about one of my favorite organizations, Skull. Annette, you know, one of the things we forgot to ask you, tell us a little bit about Skull Panama.
Oh, absolutely. Skull Panama is a very vibrant club. It's almost 60 members right now. It's continuing to grow. It is a very dynamic combination of industry professionals, mostly general managers, hotel owners, and tour operators. We also have some MICE, as Panama has become a very interesting destination for conventions, worldwide conventions, because of its connectivity and our geographical location. So the club is very active. Now we are going to start some training issues with young students in the universities to teach them about Skull, explain the benefits, trying to enroll them and in some ways subsidize them as young Skull members, because succession planning is a very important part of this organization and any organization. So we are looking towards succession planning as a whole locally, and I am also addressing this issue worldwide, as some of you may know that have heard me speak lately during my travels. So you are welcome to come to Panama. The Panama Canal is not the only thing we have. It's a wonderful thing, and it is a very interesting, I guess, wonder of the world to look at, especially when it was, since it was built so many years ago. You cannot imagine that someone had the mind to do this. But Panama has so much to offer, and I'll leave you with this thought. I can take you guys to lunch in the Pacific and give you dessert in the Atlantic, all in the same meal.
That sounds awesome.
I'm going to have to check my world globe on that geography.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, do it. We have two oceans. We have the Atlantic and the Pacific in less than an hour from each other.
That's fantastic. Now, we want to make sure people leave today to know, how do you find out more about Skoll? And skoll.org is the main website. USA.skoll.org is the USA site. Skoll Tucson has a Facebook, which is just go ahead and go on Facebook and put in Skoll Tucson, and it'll pop up and it'll show you all the fun that we have at our meetings. And but we're all trying to do bigger and better things. And Skoll USA, Karen, you got some things going on with the Skoll USA Facebook, I understand. We got about a minute to talk about that.
Sure. Everything is, we're just fine-tuning and trying to be more efficient. I think we switched from a group to a page on Facebook. So it's Facebook/Skoll International USA. Easy to find it there. Also, folks can go to skoll.org. And there's a video on there that shares more information about the organization and some history and the future. And it's a great place to go for more information.
Yeah, and I mean, there are folks that are on the Skoll USA board that are there and ready to start. Anything you want to know about Skoll, we're available to talk to you. Ard and I just simply send us an email at skolltucson@gmail.com, and we'll get back with you right away. We meet generally monthly, and it's the third Tuesday of each month. And anybody in tourism, just give us a call or send us an email in particular, and we'll invite you to come to a meeting as our guest. We want you to get to know who the members are, enjoy their company, and then we can tell you a lot more about Skoll. We are planning, as Art indicated, a wine tour. Over the years, we've gone to Mexico and had some good times over there. And I just think it's, if you're in tourism and you want to interact, it's a networking club for sure, but it goes a lot farther than that, because the emphasis is to get to know each other, and we all can do better work when you work with your friends, and that's what we're all about. So we're going to wrap up the show.
May I add a little something to that?
Absolutely. Now we got a minute. We got probably 30 seconds left.
Good news. We just added wineries to our list of membership categories.
That's great. Yay. And when we go visit the vineyards next week, hopefully we'll come back with three new members.
Okay, excellent. Too, because I think that's going to be a great new addition.
Well, I want to thank all of our guests for coming in today, and we learned a lot more about Skoll. Don't forget to tune in, Ed Ackerley. Dr. Ackerley will be here tomorrow at 9 o'clock for another show of Jump in Tucson. My name's Tom Moulton, and our next Thursday's guest is going to be Stacy Fowler. We're going to talk about networking and how important networking is, whether it's something related to your industry or something you want to do personally, whether it's a plumber, an electrician, or you want to just get to know someone that's in your neighborhood. Stacy Fowler has a lot of tips on how to achieve that goal. So again, thank you for joining us. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll see you next Thursday.